Hey everyone, welcome to our deep dive, exploring something I think a lot of us can relate to. The amazing connection between pets and mental well-being. I mean, seriously, my dog Sparky, he always seems to know when I need a good snuggle or a walk. So today we're going to really unpack this whole thing, and we've got a ton of fascinating stuff to dig into. We've got research articles, books, even insights from organizations like the American Psychological Association, all ready to shed some light on this awesome bond.
Yeah, you know, there's a real reason why we feel so connected to our pets. And it goes way deeper than just those puppy dog eyes.
Okay, spill the beans. What's the first mind-blowing fact you've got for us?
Well, to really get this, you got to think way back in time, like thousands of years ago. Back then, dogs weren't just our buddies on the couch. They were like essential workers, you know, hunting, herding, all that stuff. So
like the original canine co-workers.
Exactly. And while dogs were out there earning their keep, cats had a pretty important gig too. They were the ultimate pest control, keeping those grain stores free of rodents.
So they were like the original landlords protecting their investment.
Yeah, you could say that. But here's the thing, that shift from working animals to furry family members, it was a gradual thing. You know, societies changed and so did our relationships with animals.
That makes sense. It's not like everyone just woke up one day and said, hey, let's throw a tea party with our hunting dogs. But speaking of feeling good, let's talk about those amazing emotional benefits of having a pet.
Okay, let's get into those happy hormones. You remember that APA article? Well, they talked about a study where pet owners said they felt like 50% less lonely than folks without pets.
Whoa, 50%. That's incredible. I knew Sparky was good for my soul, but that's some serious proof.
It is pretty amazing, right? And there's a real biological reason for this whole thing. When we interact with our pets, you know, petting them, playing fetch, or just having them snuggled up next to us, it actually triggers the release of oxytocin.
Oh, yeah, the cuddle hormone. I've heard about that one.
Exactly. And oxytocin, it does wonders for our mood. It lowers cortisol, which is the stress hormone, and it boosts serotonin and dopamine. You know, the feel-good chemicals in our brains.
So it's like having a built-in mood booster right there in your furry friend. Sparky, you're like my personal antidepressant.
Oh. But it's not just about mood, is it? I've heard there are some physical benefits, too.
Absolutely. There are a bunch of studies that show pet owners tend to have lower blood pressure and a slower heart rate. And get this, the American Heart Association actually links pet ownership to better cardiovascular health.
Wow, that's amazing. So taking Sparky for a walk isn't just good for him. It's a win-win for both of us.
Exactly. And there's even some research out there that suggests pet owners might actually live longer. Now, whether that's from all the walks or just the extra love and laughter, well, that's still up for debate.
That's interesting. So I'm curious, do different types of pets offer different benefits? Like, are dog people going to get something different from cat people? That's a great question. It's not so much about one being better than the other. It's more about finding what really fits your personality and lifestyle. For example, dogs, they often need more attention and activity, right? Which can be great for folks who thrive on that social interaction and maybe want a workout buddy. They can also help with routine and purpose, you know, if you're someone who likes structure.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
So I guess cats are maybe better for people who are more introverted or have a less active lifestyle.
You got it. Cats, they offer that calming presence. And that purr is like nature's stress reliever. Plus, they can be playful and affectionate, too. But they're also perfectly content just chilling on their own, which is perfect for people who enjoy quiet time.
Okay, so it's all about finding the right fit for your personality.
Yeah.
But here's a thought. What about all the other awesome creatures out there? Do we know anything about the benefits of, say, owning a hamster or a bird?
That's a really interesting question. It seems like most of the research is focused on cats and dogs. But there's definitely growing interest in the therapeutic potential of other animals. For instance, some studies have shown that taking care of fish can actually have a calming effect and even help lower blood pressure.
Wow, a fish tank is a stress reliever. Never thought of that. So maybe it doesn't have to be all about furry friends.
Right. The key seems to be finding an animal you connect with and whose needs you can truly meet. And that brings up something really important. Owning a pet, it's not a decision to take lightly.
Definitely. It's a big responsibility. In fact, one of the sources we looked at actually warned against thinking a pet will magically fix all your emotional problems.
Yeah, that's a really important point. Pets, they offer incredible support, but they're not a substitute for professional help, you know, if you're dealing with mental health challenges.
So it's about being realistic about what a pet can and can't do. But hey, speaking of feeling good, can we talk about how pets can make us more mindful?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I love most about being with my cat is how she makes me slow down and appreciate the little things.
I know exactly what you mean. Sparky gets so excited over a simple walk in the park. It's like he's reminding me to just be present and enjoy the moment.
Exactly. Pets, they live in the moment. They're not dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. They're just purely joyful in whatever they're doing. Whether it's chasing a squirrel or napping in a sunbeam, and watching them, it's contagious. You can't help but feel a sense of calm and appreciation for those simple pleasures.
It's like they're teaching us how to live again. I've even heard of people incorporating their pets into their meditation or yoga practice.
That's a fantastic idea. Can you imagine? Meditating with your cat curled up beside you, or doing yoga with your dog stretched out on the mat. It's a beautiful way to deepen your bond and make your mindfulness practice even better.
I love that. It's like having a furry little mindfulness coach right there with you. But it's not all about quiet time, right? Pets can be pretty social too.
Oh, for sure. And those social interactions can create connections that go way beyond you and your pet. Think about dog parks for a second. They're not just for dogs to run around. They're like hubs for pet owners to connect.
It's so true. Sparky probably has more friends than I do.
Yeah.
But seriously, it's amazing how quickly those little chats can turn into real friendships.
It's because pets break down those social barriers. Suddenly you have something in common with someone you've never met before. And a simple conversation about your dogs can lead to something much deeper.
Oh, I've definitely experienced that. It's like having a furry little wingman.
And it's not just about casual encounters either. Pet clubs and organizations are amazing for building community, breed-specific groups, training clubs, even online forums. They all bring people together who share that love for animals. And those shared interests, they can grow into amazing friendships.
So it's like your pet opens up a whole new world of social possibilities. We've talked about all the ways pets make our lives better. The emotional support, the health benefits, the mindfulness, boost the social connections. What do you think is the most important thing we've covered so far?
That's a good question. I think for me, it's remembering that the bond between humans and animals goes both ways. It's about recognizing that while our pets bring so much joy into our lives, they have needs too.
You're so right. It's finding that sweet spot between enjoying their company and making sure we're taking care of them.
Exactly. And as research keeps showing us just how incredible this bond is, it's more important than ever to make sure both humans and animals are happy and healthy in this relationship.
I love that. It's a good reminder that being a responsible pet owner goes beyond just food and shelter. It's about creating a loving environment where both you and your pet can thrive.
Absolutely. And as we move into the next part of our deep dive, I think that's a perfect thing to keep in mind. We'll be exploring the challenges and maybe some not so fun parts of pet ownership, because as much as we love our furry, feathered, and spayed friends, it's important to be realistic too. Stay tuned.
Okay, so we're back and ready to dive into the not so glamorous side of pet ownership. Because let's be real, it's not always puppy cuddles and kitty purrs.
That's for sure. One of the biggest things people got to think about is the money part. You know, pets need food, vet care, toys sometimes, even a new couch if your cat gets a little too scratch happy.
Oh, tell me about it. Sparky has this weird talent for finding the most expensive shoes to chew on. But seriously, those costs can add up fast.
They really can. And it's not just the day-to-day stuff either. Those unexpected vet bills, those can really throw a wrench in your budget. It's important to factor that in, you know, before you take the plunge.
True. Maybe I should have a Sparky Choose the Sofa fund. Okay,
You
but
could.
money isn't the only challenge, right? Sometimes our furry friends can be, well, a little mischievous.
You're not wrong. Behavioral issues can be a big source of stress for pet owners. Barking, chewing, scratching, potty training accidents, all that stuff can test even the most patient person.
Oh, I remember when Sparky was a puppy. He thought it was super fun to jump all over every guest who walked in the door. Adorable for me, maybe not so much for the pizza delivery guy.
Ha ha. Yeah, we've all been there. And that's where training is so important. It's not just about sit and stay, it's about communication and setting boundaries.
Right. It's like helping them understand how to be a good citizen in the human world. But what about when the training doesn't quite stick? You know, those moments when they just can't resist getting into trouble.
Don't worry, it happens to the best of us. The good news is there's a ton of help out there. Books, websites, even online training courses. And if you're really struggling, a professional trainer can work wonders.
That's good to know. Sometimes it feels like no matter how much you train, those mischievous instincts just take over.
That's true. And I think it's important to remember that pets are like people. They have their own personalities, their own quirks. Some breeds are naturally more prone to certain behaviors, and some dogs or cats, they just have that independent streak.
So it's about accepting those quirks and figuring out how to manage them, not expecting them to be perfect little angels all the time.
Okay, so we talked about the misconception that a pet will magically fix all your problems.
Right, they can offer incredible emotional support, but it's important to remember they're not a replacement for therapy or professional help if you're struggling with a mental health issue.
So it's about being realistic about what they can and can't do. But speaking of feeling good, can we shift gears and talk about how pets can make us more mindful?
Absolutely. You know, one of my favorite things about spending time with my cat is how she forces me to slow down and just appreciate the little things, you know.
I know exactly what you mean. Sparky gets so excited over a simple walk in the park. It's like he's reminding me to just be present and enjoy the moment. Exactly. Pets live in the moment. They don't worry about the past or stress about the future. They're just purely joyful and engaged in whatever they're doing, whether it's chasing a squirrel or napping in a sunbeam. And when you watch them, it's like their energy rubs off on you. You can't help but feel a sense of calm and appreciation for those simple things.
It's like they're teaching us how to be human again.
Yeah.
I've actually heard of people meditating or doing yoga with their pets.
That's so cool. Can you imagine meditating with your cat curled up next to you or doing yoga with your dog stretched out on the mat? It's a beautiful way to connect and bring that mindfulness into your practice.
I love that. It's like having a furry little mindfulness guru right there with you.
Yeah.
But it's not all about quiet time though, right?
Yeah.
Pets can be social butterflies too.
Oh yeah, definitely. And you know those social interactions, they can have a ripple effect, creating connections that go way beyond just you and your pet. Think about it for a second. Dog parks aren't just for dogs to run around. They're like social hubs for pet owners.
So true. Sparky has like a whole posse of friends at the park. But seriously, it's amazing how those little conversations can turn into real friendships.
Exactly. It's like pets are these natural icebreakers. Suddenly you have something in common with a complete stranger. And a simple chat about your dogs can lead to a much deeper connection.
It's like having a built-in wingman.
And it goes beyond those casual meetups too. Pet clubs and organizations, those are great for building community. Whether it's breed-specific groups, training clubs, or even online forums, they bring together people who share that passion for animals. And those shared interests, they can blossom into amazing friendships.
So it's like your pet opens up this whole new world of social possibilities. Wow, we've covered a lot of ground here. From the emotional support, to the health benefits, to the mindfulness boost, to the social connections. As we wrap up this part of our deep dive, what do you think is the most important thing we've learned so far?
That's a good question. I think for me, it's the reminder that this bond between humans and animals, it's a two-way street. It's not just about what our pets do for us. It's about recognizing that they have needs too.
That's a really good point. It's about finding that balance.
Yeah.
You know, enjoying their company, but also making sure we're taking good care of them.
Exactly. And as we learn more and more about how amazing this bond is, it's more important than ever to make sure both sides are thriving in the relationship.
I love that. It's a reminder that being a responsible pet owner is about more than just the basics. It's about creating a loving and supportive environment where both you and your pet can flourish.
Absolutely. And speaking of the future, in the next part of our deep dive, we're going to explore some of the emerging trends in the human-animal bond. Things like how technology is playing a role and the growing recognition of pets as family members. It's going to be fascinating, so stay tuned.
Okay, so we're back for the final part of our deep dive. We've talked about the science, the benefits, the challenges. Now it's time to look ahead. What's next for this whole human-animal bond thing? What trends are shaping the way we think about our furry, feathered, and scaled companions?
You know, one of the most exciting things I've seen is this growing idea of pets as family members. Like, we're moving past just calling them pets. They're our fur babies, our best friends, our ride or dies.
I love that. It feels like people are finally realizing how deep that connection really is.
Definitely. And it's changing everything. The way we care for them, the way we think about their rights, even legal stuff like custody arrangements and divorces.
Wow, that's huge. It shows that society is catching up with what a lot of us already know. Our pets, they're not just property, they're family.
Absolutely. And this shift in thinking, it's leading to some really cool stuff in animal-assisted therapy, too. We're seeing more specialized training for therapy animals, you know, focusing on specific skills to help different people.
So it's not just about a friendly dog visiting a hospital anymore.
Right. It's about finding the perfect match between the animal and the person they're helping. We're talking animals working with kids with autism veterans, with PTSD seniors, with memory problems, all sorts of things.
I've even heard about therapy animals in schools to help kids who are anxious.
That's right. It makes sense, though, doesn't it? Having a calm, furry friend around can really help create a more relaxed and positive environment.
Totally. So are we still mostly talking about dogs when it comes to therapy animals? Or are other animals getting in on the action?
Dogs are definitely the most common, but we're seeing more and more variety. Cats, rabbits, even miniature horses are being recognized for their unique abilities to comfort and help people. It's like we're finally realizing that different animals connect with us in different ways.
It's like the animal kingdom is full of therapists just waiting to be discovered. But what about people who can't have pets? You know, allergies, or maybe their apartment doesn't allow them.
That's a good point. Not everyone can have a physical pet, but that doesn't mean they have to miss out on the benefits. Remember those virtual therapy animals we talked about earlier?
Yeah, like a Tamagotchi, but with real therapeutic benefits.
Exactly. It's still a new thing, but there's a lot of potential there.
It's amazing how technology can help bridge that gap and make those benefits more accessible.
I know, right? It's really cool to see all the creative ways people are connecting humans and animals, even in the digital world.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm curious, what do you see for the future of the human-animal bond?
Well, with all these advancements in therapy, more awareness about animal welfare, and this growing understanding of that family connection, I think we're headed towards a future where pets are even more a part of our lives. More pet-friendly places, more resources for pet owners, and even more acceptance of the emotional support that animals provide.
I love that. A future where our animal companions are truly seen as partners in our well-being.
Exactly. And as we keep learning more about this amazing bond, who knows what other incredible things we'll discover.
This deep dive has been amazing. We've explored so much about the connection between pets and mental well-being. But before we go, I want to leave you with something to think about. In a world that's becoming increasingly digital and disconnected, how can we keep nurturing this human-animal bond? How can we make sure that future generations get to experience the incredible power of animal companionship? Maybe it's starting a conversation with someone. Maybe it's volunteering at an animal shelter. Or maybe it's just giving your furry, feathered, or scaled friend an extra cuddle today. Whatever it is, let it be a reminder of the amazing gifts that animals bring into our lives.
That's beautiful. Until next time, take care and cherish those special bonds with your animal companions.